This black and white photograph, titled Interior Paul Lawrence Dunbar House, was taken in 1995 in Dayton, Ohio. Just as William's title suggests, the image is punctuated by items representative of the interior of the 19th century domestic lifestyle. The composition of the piece is partitioned into three balanced parts. The first third, on the viewer's left, is defined by the intersection of the space's two walls. The third third, on the viewer's far right, is defined by a music stand which supports an early gramophone. The middle third, one may say, is created by the undefined space between the two ends, which consists of overlapping parts, shapes, and tones. Despite the compositional organization, the spectator's eye naturally falls onto a cushioned chair which rests between the walls seam. Unusually wide, with velvet cushioning and carved wood trim, the chair echoes the linear qualities of the space, which are reinforced by the geometry of the gramophone, the lines of the walls, and also by two framed pictures which hang above the chair. These ridges' aesthetic constants, however, are disrupted by the integration of floral embellishments and by a white lace curtain that occupies the right half of the image. The walls, as well as the carpet, are printed with swirling botanical designs, which are also noticeable in the curtain's patterning. In comparison to the dark tones present throughout the image, the curtain is overwhelmed by light pouring through the window behind it. Caught like a spider web in the sunlight, the curtain acts as the room's gossamer antithesis, illuminating the empty chair and silhouetting the music stand. The overall effect of these competing and melding qualities is one of ghostly emptiness. The space, it seems, longs for habitation and recalls its forgotten history.